Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest Kristen Arut of Hingham. She's a candidate for the State Committee in the 1st Plymouth and Norfolk District. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We talked a little bit about state committees for whether Republican or Democrats, kind of like inside baseball. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of interest this year, and you're running in the 1st Plymouth and Norfolk District. So if people are not sure which district they live in, what are the towns in your district?
So there are 8 towns in the district. It's essentially Patrick O'Connor's senatorial district. It's Weymouth, Hingham, Hull, Norwell, Cohasset, Scituate, Marshfield, and Duxbury.
Okay. And if people are not familiar, what do state committee members do? Why is it an important job?
A state committee is essentially a board of directors. So it's part of the Republican infrastructure. We have the RNC at the national level. We have Mass GOP at the state level. And there are state committee representatives from each senatorial district that represent their districts on state committee. And then, of course, locally, we have the Republican town committees as well within each town and city.
Okay. And typically, do you try to set policy? Do you feel what the temperature is with the voters? What exactly do you do? Do you recommend things to candidates?
Basically, it's to support candidates, to get candidates elected to office, and it's to support the RTCs. It's also to further Republican principles that we all hold so dear and that are common sense principles about personal freedoms and public safety and limited government, responsible spending, that sort of thing.
For people that don't know you, tell us a little bit about your background and why you decided that this would be a good fit for you.
Sure. So I grew up in the district. I grew up in Norwell, graduated from Norwell High, and live in Hingham, raised my children in Hingham. My daughter is pregnant with our first grandchild. So it was really, thank you. So that was pretty much my impetus for running, was thinking about the future of our district. There's so much discord and disarray in our country. And I firmly believe that change starts at the grassroots level. So
tell me three things, and our listeners, three takeaways about you and your candidacy that make the difference as to who you are and why you're running.
Sure. So like I said, I'm the only one who's lived and worked in the district for my whole life. I ran for office myself, so I know what candidates need. I know the types of support they need. And I translated that support and that knowledge and experience into real world support for candidates. I was campaign manager for Rep DeCoste for 2 cycles and led him to victories both times. I was town captain for DA Tim Cruz when he ran for re-election. I've helped local folks running for school committee and select board. So, I'm really a hands-on type of person, and that's the type of thing I'll bring to the role of state committee.
And Kristen Arut, if people want to find out more about your candidacy, do you have a Facebook page or a website they can go to?
I do. So my website is kristenarut.com. That's KristenArute. .com, and you can find me on all the social media channels too.
Now, tell us a fun fact to know and tell about you. Tell us about an interesting hobby or something you've done that people would want to know about who you are.
So I enjoy writing, and I just finished writing a book. First book, yes.
Very exciting.
It was 5 years in the making, a lot of research, and it's the personal story of a woman who survived the end of World War II. She's a dear friend of mine, and it's a very compelling story. So I'm in the process of looking to get that published.
That's terrific. And do you have a title picked yet, or a working title?
It's called Wolf Child, because she was a German wolf child, not to be confused with the woman who claimed to have been raised by wolves. Mm-hmm. She was a German wolf child, and they were children who were displaced at the end of World War II and ended up in various parts of Eastern Europe, wandering through the woods and swamps on their own, entirely on their own, which is why they were called wolf children. Their solitary wanderings were similar to wolves.
Wow, it sounds like a fascinating book. Can't wait to hear about when it's going to be published.
Thank
you. And
again,
your name, the spelling, and the best way for people to find out more about your candidacy for State Committee Republican in the 1st Plymouth and Norfolk District.
It's Kristen, KristenArute, Arute, Arute. My website is kristenarute.com, and you can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube, and Twitter.
Okay. Thank you. Again, that's Kristen Arut. Thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck in the election on March 5th.
Thank you so much, Christine.
You're welcome. We'll be back with traffic and weather right after this.